Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A missionary encounters legal woes in Russia. The details coming up. Then later, if you're a parent, do you have Jesus time with your kids? Learn why you may want to start. We'll unpack the story for you in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Russia, where the trial for Korean missionary Park Tae-yeon, who's been detained since January, is being prolonged. Dr. Eric Foley of the Voice of the Martyrs Korea.
The situation is really quite serious.
Instead of the expected verdict by August 10th, resolution to her case might come as late as September 24th. That's due to a judge rescheduling the trial dates.
Missionary Park speaks Russian, but not at the level at which you could conduct a trial and also analyze all of the evidence without a lot of back and forth translations. So part of the length of the trial is due to that.
But more than just alleged immigration charges are keeping Park detained now for nearly 7 months.
Our sources are telling us that religious questions are at issue in the trial.
Park served in Russia for decades, associated with Child Evangelism Fellowship. But last month, Russia added CEF to its list of undesirable organizations. That further complicates her trial.
Anyone that would stand as a character reference to Missionary Park runs the risk of making a public association for themselves with an organization that's now called undesirable.
Pray for continued encouragement for Park, favor with Russian authorities, and wise boldness for those who testify on her behalf, and pray for accountability. Elsewhere, the violence in the Manipur state of India continues. Unfortunately, because the conflict is local, ongoing, and complicated, Manipur can be overlooked. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World says,
the current conflict in Manipur has been between the Meitei people group and the tribals known as Kukis, who inhabit primarily the western and southern regions of Manipur state. And this erupted into violence in May of 2023, so now 3 years running, and has resulted in deaths of hundreds of people, primarily on the tribal side, who are predominantly Christian.
Attacks throughout 2026 have also pitted the largely Christian Naga tribal group against both the Kukis and the Meiteis. Tensions remain high between all three.
And we need to be praying that Christian groups here, which both the Kukis and the Naga tribes are Christian, fully evangelized, that they may see that resorting to violence and revenge and retribution for any of these things that are going on is not the way that they should follow. That's not a godly way for them to be acting. And we pray that through this, the light of truth will shine on the Meitei people.
There's more at missionnews.org. And finally, summer's coming to a close in the United States, and kids are heading back to school. Greg Yoder of Keys for Kids Ministry says if summer vacation threw your Bible reading routine out of whack,
the beginning of school year is a great way to start something new.
It's not only about getting yourself back into God's Word.
One of the things that we're good at is making devotions with kids so easy. If you can read and open your Bible and find scripture, you can spend quality time with your kids.
You never know how the Lord will use that morning devotional time. Parents have told Yoder.
Kids go to school and they come back and say, Mom, Dad, you know how we read the Keys for Kids this morning? The exact same thing happened to me and I was able to use what I read.
Keys for Kids offers devotionals free of charge, but it needs your help to restock.
Back to school is one of our biggest outreach opportunities of the year. We're just asking people to help us replenish our devotional fund. And so if we could replenish that fund over the next few months, it would set us really pretty to be able to share the gospel with kids.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Fall is always one of those times where we hand out a lot of devotions. One of the programs that we have is a partnership with a Christian singing group. And over the last couple of years, we've handed out 14 to maybe even 20,000 Keys for Kids devotionals in the public schools.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Keys for Kids is offering free devotionals for kids and teens and a set of Bible highlighters. Each faith-building story is designed to help your young person grow in their relationship with God and applies the truth of God's Word in understandable ways. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.